Hey you, and welcome. I am so excited for this deep dive today because, well, I've actually tried what we're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yes, Sumatra Slim Belly Tonic, and honestly, it's been fantastic for me. I mean, genuinely life-changing.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. In just like a few weeks, I dropped 26 pounds. But, it's not even just the weight.
Right, there's often more to it.
Totally. My energy is way up, my joints feel better, less achy, and my self-esteem, well, that's definitely improved. I saw this testimonial from Laura Johnson and it was like, yes, that's exactly it.
That's great to hear. Real world experience is always valuable.
Absolutely. And look, because I'm so enthusiastic, I got to tell you right away, there's special discounted pricing available right now. Seriously, check the link in the description below. It's worth looking into.
Okay, good tip. So today we're focusing on Sumatra Slim Belly Tonic.
Uh-huh.
We're going to look into what it is, how it supposedly works, especially this focus on improving sleep for weight loss, which is quite an interesting angle.
It really is. So our mission today is basically to unpack what all the buzz is about based on the info we've gathered.
Exactly. See if it lives up to the hype drawing from the sources we have.
Okay, let's do it. And seriously, if my story already has you thinking, grab that discount link in the description. So first things first, what exactly is this stuff?
Okay, so Sumatra Slim Belly Tonic is essentially a dietary supplement. It comes in a powder form.
Right, you mix it with water.
Precisely. And you take it before bed. The whole idea is that it's designed to help with healthy weight loss, but the key mechanism is enhancing your sleep quality.
And it's got that blend of, what was it, eight natural superfoods. I remember reading that. Things like valerian root, hops.
That's right, valerian hops, 5-HTP berberine, spirulina blue, black cohosh, lutein, and inulin. Each one supposedly chosen for specific science-backed benefits.
It sounds pretty comprehensive.
It does. And the claims go beyond just sleep and weight. They talk about promoting deep restorative sleep, yeah, but also things like reducing
Yeah,
cravings,
that's a big one for me.
boosting energy levels during the day, clearer thinking, even better skin health.
Wow. Okay. So it's not like those older weight loss drugs that just tried to kill your appetite. This seems different.
Well, yeah, that's the angle. Some modern treatments mimic hormones to curb hunger, but this one's premise is really rooted in sleep quality as the foundation for weight management.
Okay, that makes sense. So the sleep focus, how does that actually, lead to losing weight according to the sources?
The core concept, and this comes up repeatedly, is that poor sleep is often a root cause, or at least a major contributor, to weight gain.
I believe it. If I have a bad night's sleep, I reach for all the wrong foods the next day.
Exactly. So the theory is if you get that deep restorative sleep sorted out, your body's natural processes work better. Hormones that control appetite, like ghrelin and leptin, get regulated.
Oh, okay.
Your metabolism functions more efficiently, and your body can potentially enter fat-burning modes more effectively during sleep.
So it's about fixing the disrupted sleep patterns first.
That seems to be the central idea. Let the body do its thing optimally by giving it the rest it needs, and those ingredients play specific roles.
Right, like the valerian and hops. Those are known for sleep, aren't they? Calming things down.
Correct. They're often used to support deep sleep and relaxation. Then you have 5-HTP and berberine, which are linked more to things like mood, maybe blood sugar balance. And good sleep definitely impacts blood sugar regulation too.
And the others. Spirulina blue, black cohosh.
Spirulina blue is often mentioned for antioxidant properties, maybe cardiovascular support. Black cohosh sometimes comes up in relation to bone health, particularly for women.
Interesting. And lutein, isn't that usually for eyes?
It is often associated with eyes, yes, but it's also an antioxidant, so they highlight potential skin benefits too. And inulin is a prebiotic fiber.
Oh, for gut health.
Exactly. Supports digestion, and that can also tie into healthy blood lipid levels. So it's quite a mix.
And there was something about blue light, too, from screens disrupting our sleep.
Yes, one source mentioned that. How modern life, constant screen exposure messes with our circadian rhythms, our natural sleep-wake cycle.
Guilty.
Huh, yeah, most of us are. And that disruption can contribute to weight issues. So the idea is that the tonic might help sort of reset those rhythms.
Okay, so it's really targeting that deep sleep phase, NREM sleep.
That's what was highlighted, NREM or non-REM sleep. That's the really restorative phase where your body does a lot of repair work, hormone balancing, detoxification, and importantly for this context, fat burning.
Makes sense. If you're not getting enough of that deep sleep, those processes probably aren't happening properly.
That's the suggestion. improve NREM sleep, and you support all those crucial functions, including weight management.
This is all sounding really good and matches my experience, honestly. So what benefits are people actually like listing besides my 26 pounds?
Well, the lists are pretty impressive based on the reviews and articles. Rapid weight loss is mentioned often, like you experienced. Increased energy levels, that's another big one. Reduced aches and pains, which you also mentioned.
Yes, my joints feel so much better.
Improved sleep quality, obviously. Clearer thoughts, better mental focus, enhanced skin health, even better cardiovascular function, and reduced cravings. Some also mentioned elevated mood and more stable blood sugar.
Wow, it covers a lot. And those testimonials, Ben Thomas losing 42 pounds in 6 weeks, that's incredible.
It's a very striking claim, yes. And Leona Walker reporting 48 pounds lost. These are significant numbers shared to the sources.
Yeah, those stories are powerful. Again, makes me feel even better about my own results. And hey, if you're listening and thinking, wow, 42 pounds, remember that special discount is in the description. Worth checking out.
Always good to have options.
So, okay. We've talked about what it is, how it works, the amazing benefits people, including me, are seeing. Are there any, like, counterpoints, things to be aware of?
Well, it's important to present a balanced picture based on all the source material. While promotional materials and testimonials are very positive, some digging reveals mixed feedback elsewhere.
Ah, okay. Like where?
Platforms like Amazon and Walmart, according to one source, show more varied reviews. Amazon apparently had an average rating around 2.6 out of 5 stars. Walmart a bit higher at 3.7.
Oh, wow. That's quite different.
It is. Some users there echoed the positive points, good taste, reduced hunger, some weight loss. But others reported, well, lack of effectiveness. Some mentioned concerns about product quality or even authenticity.
Authenticity, like fake products.
There was a mention in one review about a bait and switch concern, suggesting maybe look-alike products had different ingredients. It's hard to verify, but it's out there.
Okay, that's definitely something to be cautious about. Buy from the official source, I guess.
That's generally the advice for any supplement, yes. And related to authenticity, there's that whole weird thing with the deepfake Oprah ad.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. She never endorsed it, right?
Absolutely not. It was a scam using deepfake technology. It highlights how careful you need to be with online endorsements. And one reviewer noted they couldn't find backing from major medical institutions.
Right. Good points. So it sounds amazing and works great for some, maybe even many like me. But check where you buy it from and don't believe fake celebrity ads.
Pretty much. It's crucial to rely on credible sources and be aware of potential pitfalls online.
Definitely. But, you know, the positive articles also mentioned a money-back guarantee, didn't they? Like 90 days.
Yes, a 90-day money-back guarantee was mentioned in a couple of the sources we looked at. That does offer a layer of security if someone wants to try it.
That's really good to know. Makes trying it less risky, especially with that discount link in the description. A good time to give it a shot, maybe.
It provides an option, for sure.
So let's wrap this up. What's the big picture here?
The big picture is Sumatra Slim Belly Tonic presents itself as a natural supplement focusing on improving sleep quality as the pathway to weight loss and other health benefits. It uses a blend of 8 specific natural ingredients. The sources highlight many potential benefits and share some really positive testimonials. But there's also contrasting feedback on some retail platforms and cautions about online scams and product authenticity.
Okay. And my personal take, honestly, it's been brilliant. The weight loss, the energy, just feeling good again. I really stand by it based on my own experience. And that 90-day guarantee makes it easier to see if it works for you too.
It seems the core idea is linking sleep quality directly to weight management outcomes.
Absolutely. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening, given everything we've discussed, the sleep focus, the mixed online stuff, maybe think about your own sleep habits. How's your sleep? Could improving that be a key factor for your health goals, whether with this product or just generally?
That's a great reflective question. Sleep is undeniably fundamental.
It really is. Okay, that's our deep dive. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And one last time, if you're curious about Sumatra Slim Belly Tonic, especially after hearing my results, definitely hit that link in the description for the special discounted price. Go check it out. Thanks for tuning in.